From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Charlie Clark. As Columbia's population has grown, so has the population in its public schools. In response, Columbia Public Schools decided to open a seventh middle school. So the city's Board of Education has taken up the task of redrawing school district boundaries to accommodate school overcrowding and also to address future growth. Hannah Hoffmeister has been covering the redistricting process for the Columbia Missourian, and I spoke to her ahead of the board's February 11th meeting. Thank you, Hannah, for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
So first of all, which schools in Columbia are overcrowding?
So right now, it's mainly schools in southern Columbia, like Gentry Middle School and Rockbridge High School. So this issue of overcrowding is being addressed with the construction of a new middle school and then organizing new district boundaries as well.
So I know in the past, Columbia's had volunteers help weigh in on the redistricting options. Who's in charge of drawing the borders this time?
This time, it's Scott Leopold, a consultant for Cooperative Strategies. Leopold is based in Ohio, and he's been coming to Columbia pretty often to get community input. He's done this through putting up an online survey, holding focus groups, and coming to board meetings pretty often. More than 650 people completed the survey.
Of the people that did complete it, what were they mainly concerned about? I know that redistricting has occurred in some of the same areas in the past. That's got to be a main concern, right?
Yeah, for sure. Redistricting in the past has focused on many of the same areas, and members of those communities don't want their zones to be changed again. Among others, this includes the Shepherd Boulevard neighborhood. Scott Leopold had said that he would try to be sensitive while drawing these new school attendance boundaries. Many people are also worried about grandfathering in schools. Grandfathering is the idea that students should be allowed to stay at the same school where they started. Also, people want the new zones to consider the balance of socioeconomic status and reasonable drive times to school.
Okay, so with those topics taken into account, what does the whole process of creating the new zones look like?
Well, Leopold established a timeline last October. This included the focus groups, community open houses, and the survey. In December, he presented four options of zones to the school board, and then he held two public open houses. Now he's focusing in on the most popular option.
What does the option include?
So in this option, feeder schools are maintained across middle and high schools, and the new middle school will take about 330 students from Gentry and 50 students from Jefferson Middle School. Some Rockbridge High School students would have to move to Battle and Hickman High Schools, among other changes.
So the next school board meeting is this coming Monday, February 11th. Does the board plan on addressing some of those prior concerns like grandfathering, and what else is going to happen there?
Yeah. Leopold is expected to bring a revised version of the zoning option that we just mentioned, and that option will be discussed and possibly voted on for approval. Grandfathering and transfer policies will also be key discussion points at the meeting. Then the board plans on using its March meeting to vote on this recommended plan. The final attendance area would be set to go into effect for August of 2020, which is when the new middle school is expected to open.
Hannah Hoffmeister from the Columbia Missourian. Thanks for the update, Hannah.
No problem.
The February 11th board meeting is public and will start at 6:30 p.m. at the Aslan Administration Building. For details, visit the district's website, and for more redistricting coverage, visit columbiamissourian.com, where Hannah and I will be covering the whole redistricting process in Columbia Public Schools. For KBIA News, I'm Charlie Clark.